same thing. No change nothing. I like it. I like it. Jesus!
A spontaneous captivation of your attention to bring you to the peak of your climax. I'm your fresh caster, VIP TevB, creator and host of The Climax with the fragrance of Voices of Today. Your home of inspiration. Hashtag TaylorMade. So, let's get high. Let me ask you, have you ever wondered to yourself, why is it that some people are not progressing? And have you contributed to helping them to change their own lives? That's one of our questions that we want to ask. The Climax is upon you, taking it around the world like never before. This is a spontaneous moment for you to grow. So let's talk about it. The first thing that we looked at was on our debut was growing and achieving, coming from the woodworks, and we spoke to billionaire Billings. But this time today, we want to talk about why is it that persons are not accomplishing their goals and growing. And so, have you contributed? What about the powers and the secrets of the universe where you go ahead and help somebody, the universe, the blessing circles around and comes back to you? There's a greater force at work. And this is where you have come to be enlightened and inspired. Yes, we talk about being future billionaires. Future millionaires, what are you doing at this time? Are you changing your life? Are you satisfied with the job that you're doing? Are you okay? Are you happy with what you're doing? You have a passion. Let's start talking about our passions and growing to achieving them and changing them and rearranging them and becoming creative to pull forth something that is just absolutely awesome, brilliant, powerful, and useful to life that can bring you and generate income that is timeless. You have to leave a legacy. Don't wait until you're 42 or 50. Start right now. This is where you should be. The Climax takes you to the peak. So let's go high. All right, so the Climax says, why are we not glowing? And we ask, why should we try to grow? And we looked at how and what processes we should take. The Climax comes through to you from the beautiful island of Jamaica. To those of you in Thailand, Australia, I send you our greetings. And we always feel inspired speaking to other persons. Today I have an inspirational gentleman right here with us, Sean Shakes, an awesome individual who has ventured out, took the risks, and is continuously achieving. Sean Shakes, good day to you.
Good day, Mr. Brown, Tevon.
Awesome.
It's really a blessing to actually be having a conversation with you.
Indeed.
How we can share, our experiences with others and to see if that experience can help them grow.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm looking at.
So,
go ahead.
So I'm gonna share with the listeners that I was just there, I just grabbed my book as I looked at one of my snippets to make this episode, and this is now one of the featured episodes, and I am now ranking it at the 10th power. I asked myself, why is it that those that are around us are not growing and not achieving? And you made a statement. I want you to tell the people why you believe that we are not growing, as you made a statement that growth is by internal and external factors. Go ahead and tell them.
Exactly. So growth limitations happen either by your external environment, where you are, depending on what economy you're in, to some degree, versus, let's say, someone who's probably living in Jamaica versus someone who's living in the States. They may have access to different resources versus what you'd have access to. Let's say, someone of African descent living in Jamaica versus someone of African descent living, let's say, in the Congo in Africa, would we have the same chances or opportunities? Probably not. But what happened, you're also limited by your internal factors, meaning that your mindset, your psychology, as to how you think and how you respond to different factors around you. There was this guy who came from the Congo. I heard a story. His name was Mutombo, this famous basketballer. He came from a war-torn region, you know, came from absolute poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And he, because of his internal factor and finding himself and his skills, he ended up, you know, going to the United States and excelled greatly, you know, in college, and also went to be an NBA star, a champion. Mm-hmm. This is someone who came from a limiting environment, finding himself, you know, going outside of an environment and finding himself in an environment that actually would support, you know, who he is, and he actually excelled at it very well. And versus, you find persons in the same environment that is very well, because of their internal factor, they actually limit themselves, turn to addiction, they go living on the street, etc. So I would say a lot of his success has to do with you, your internal power, and that's where, no matter where you are, which environment you're in, that's what you have to find.
This is so powerful. We would want to define growth in a captivating way, to say growth is the will and the drive to change where you're currently at mentally, where you are at financially, and where you're at even in spiritual realms. Because where you are today doesn't mean you should be there tomorrow.
That is so correct. Because in the universe itself, you know, we're in a, what is called an expansive universe. It's always evolving. Life is always evolving. You never see a tree stay at one state, right? A tree always grow. And even if it cannot grow, the tree produces seedlings so they can grow. So that shows that growth is a part of life and everyone should grow on all levels, right? You grow individually. You also grow collectively, meaning that your friends that are around you, your family members, you should embrace their growth or help facilitate their growth.
So what we want to ask now, Sean, is what are the factors that people need as the ingredients for growth?
First thing I would tell, you know, the first thing you need to do is understand yourself and who you are.
So that's, it's that's a self-definition.
Yes, self-definition. That's the first thing. And the second step is that you want to look as to what resources you have available to you, either spiritual, social, financial, etc., and how best you can leverage those resources and actually acquire other resources as you go along. But, you know, that's some of the first step. For me, from my own experience, I try to acquire new skills.
Mm-hmm.
New skills and leverage those skills. For example, I never know a lot about health and nutrition before. And since doing health and nutrition for myself, finding out how it worked well for me, I decided to introduce it to my friend, and I turned it into a business. I know I found a brand called Stamina Drive, which is, you know, growing quite well. I'm getting good response in the market so far.
Mm-hmm.
And this was out of a journey that I took for myself. I didn't even intend on it to be a business, but it, out of my own growth, other things start materializing.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things, just to have your listeners know, just in case you're just joining us, wherever you are around the world, I'm VIP Tev B. This show is called The Climax. It's your spontaneous ability to captivate yourself and your attention to bring you to the peak of your climax. And this is where future billionaires comes to be inspired. We have the awesome Sean Shakes online, he's on site, and I can tell you that in the few minutes after this, he's going to be on demand. And we believe 100% that this level of networking is what basks and creates a greater environment for a powerful future. Sean Shakes is one of the persons that I too look up to when we recognize that there is change that needs to be taking place, but it starts within us. And we are at this place where we are not satisfied with being just where we are. It is an upward movement.
Okay. And so right. And that's a key thing, you know. The thing is that with most persons, they become comfortable There is something that I've read somewhere, you know, talking about the boiling frog theory, where it said that if you put a frog in a pot of water that is cold, you sit in it. But if you gradually raise the temperature, that frog will keep adjusting. And that frog will stay in that pot of water until he gets himself boiled or killed. So the same thing happened with us. We're in situations or in circumstances that doesn't fit us, it doesn't suit us, and we're gradually dying slowly. But some of us would rather become comfortable in a situation until it actually kills us. So there's nothing wrong with being uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable tells you that there's more. There's a greater possibility for you. So never get comfortable wherever you are. You know, always remember there's always something better or something greater that you can aspire to. Your new adventure, new version of you, and keep evolving.
Sean Shakes, tell us more on how growth impacts and what persons that are out there listening would find within growth, especially by doing networking.
Okay, well, networking is good in a sense. For example, it would introduce the people probably who knows things that you don't know, or who have done what you have or looking to do. That's where mentorship comes in. Because most persons, you know, may have done, you know, something like you're looking to do, and they have the know-how, they know the pitfalls they might come against, and they can guide you to navigate through those pitfalls. Whereas you could go through trying to do something by yourself through trial and error and pay the cost of trial and error. It's best to learn by introspection and observation. And if you have somebody who have been through before who can actually have you look into yourself, look at where you are, and at how you can grow from there, then, you know, it's better for you. You can realize more results with less effort.
Growth via association also causes the change to your energies. And exactly. I would want to add to that, as Sean Shakes makes a strong statement, that who you're associated with and who you hang out with does indeed impact, impede, or build your growth.
Okay, it was a great Jim Rohn who said, you know, if you want to know what your future would look like, look at the five closest persons to you, especially your financial future. For example, if you're hanging around people who are actually, let's say, I wouldn't want to use broke, but financially challenged at that given time, and everybody within that circle is financially challenged, you're going to find that point that you're going to be in the, your average income is going to be the same like everybody else. If you want to change, you know, where you are financially, first you have to network with persons who are actually in a different financial bracket, who have a different financial mindset or IQ. You might not know them, you might not know them personally, but you could actually look at, follow those persons on social media, see what their lifestyle is like, see what they think, how they talk, see, you know, learn their background, you know, how did they become successful the way they are? What is their story? How can you connect or identify with a story? You know, how can I take you forward? How can I be not like that person, but how can I realize a growth path like that individual?
A captivation to your information. It is a powerful statement made by you, Sean Shakes. The association indeed is one thing, and this is where we speak and ask for mentorships. Sean Shakes, we're at the peak of the climax, and now I want you to leave some strong words to those that are listening out there. What should you do? What inspiring words would you leave to those that are listening to achieve growth or start the process?
Okay, so one word that I'll tell anyone. Everything that you are and everything that you experience, it first begins from spirit. That's a foundation. And the most important thing is first realize who you are, because we're all sent here by the universe, God, creator, some, you know, a person of different belief, or you might have God by another name, to do a special work. Now, when you find that purpose and start expressing that purpose, everything else is going to become effortless. So that is the key. Find out who you are, not as to be someone else, but who are you and what are you supposed to be doing? And once you find that, it may take you a year, it may take you 2 years, it may take you 5 years, it may take you 10 years, but your role here should be to find your purpose and express that. And trust me, once you do, you'll know it. If you feel right inside, everything that you desire that should be yours will be yours by divine order.
Give us your social media contacts, as those that will be out there looking forward to finding out and knowing who Sean Shakes is.
Okay, well, you can actually find me on Instagram. If you go to Instagram, you can just search for Sean Shakes on Instagram. You can go to Facebook. On Facebook, you can search for me on Facebook, facebook.com/Sean Shakes. Or you can actually find me also, you can find my page, Stamina Drive. You can find me on that page also on Facebook.
Okay, and the Sean Shakes is spelled S-H-A-W-N?
S-H-A-U-N on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And the Shakes is spelled?
S-H-A-K-E-S.
And it's all that same spelling right across all platforms?
Okay. Well, on Instagram, I have it spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Okay.
S-H-A-W-N for Sean.
Absolutely brilliant. Sean Shakes, it's indeed a pleasure speaking with you to those that are around the world. Thank you for joining through on The Climax as we spoke with Sean Shakes. It is indeed a captivating experience. Remember, your growth starts from you starting now. Thank you.
Okay. The journey continues.
Indeed.
Heart. What me say? Heart.